Veronica Entwistle. You're listening to Radiance by Design. This is a show all about you. What we're learning about, for those of you who always listen to Jackie's show, you heard that her team was talking a lot about how our inner belief structure plays out in our reality. And I can remember, even years ago, we used to look at the chakras. We'd say that our life is a printout of what's really in the chakras. And I got some kind of email from Alan Cohen, I think it was, saying, remember that your beliefs are easy to read in your world. So I figured, you know what? This is a message. We need to talk about undoing our beliefs or rearranging or restructuring some of our hidden beliefs by looking around at our life in front of us, by experiencing what's going on. What are the repeated patterns that you see, and how can we unhook them? I'm really looking forward to your calls today. I love talking to you. And when you call in, we're going to talk to you about what kind of beliefs are you trying to, well, first of all, discover in yourself, because sometimes we don't even know what our beliefs are. How can we read them? We can see them playing out in our life. And then how can you back up inside? We're going to work with the structures, and we're going to work with a lot of information my guides were teaching us today in the channel about how to move the energies, and not only of the belief structures, but the chakras in which they're embedded. So join in, call in, and right after this structure, I'm going to encourage you to call in with your questions. You remember the structures? Most of you who listen to this show do. These are wonderful places that you can use as a research lab, as a place to bring yourself and other people that you love in to make huge changes, and they can make you very protected or help you create protection for yourself in the world. Why do we need protection? Because we're vibrational vehicles of light. And when you're working in the collective, we're very often running, believing, experiencing, breathing in and out, all kinds of leftover thoughts and feelings. The collective, the whole gang of everybody else's feelings is something that we're absorbing. And boy, oh boy, when we talk about authenticating and individuating, it's really crucial to remember pulling ourselves out of that stew is really quite a challenge and quite a trick. And these structures that the guides teach so well are really, really helpful tools. Great teachers like Drunvalo have taught versions of these as well. They're all different, but the idea is that you can use sacred geometrics we already know that they create, they're the foundational bits and pieces of our reality, but you can actually create their shapes and styles to protect you. So if you're ready, this is actually a meditation. It should be relaxing. It should be fun. Gosh, it might be a great place to have a Pilates. So, and I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, for those of you who don't know. So when you call in, the guides and angels and myself will be looking at you, in you, and seeing what kind of gifts you have, what are your life's purposes, what sort of hidden beliefs might you be having that keep intercepting your greater dreams for your life. And I do this with much love and enjoyment. All right, so close your eyes as you're driving. Now above your head, perhaps 2 miles, I want you to see a golden ball. Now this gold is so beautiful and so high frequency that it might even show parts of white gold. And then below your spine, another 40 feet below the spine, another golden ball. And now let's draw in from the galactic center, way above, draw in a grand white-like tube and have it come through the upper golden ball, in through the spine, out the spine and into the lower golden ball, and going through that golden ball and into the core of the earth. Isn't that wonderful? And you can just feel those galactic energies coming through. Also, the guides always remind us to include the filament of light that goes from golden ball to golden ball. It's inside the tube, and it runs down through your spine, through the tube, down through the spine, and into the lower golden ball. If you take a minute and feel it, just feel the presence of these lights in your body, mind. Now, from the upper golden ball, we're changing this a little because they always change it for me. It's never the same. But in any case, we've done this one before, and I'll remind you that it's got 4 golden balls, one in front, as a point, say 40 feet, well, we'll say 20 feet in front, and 20 feet on either side of you, there's another golden ball, and 20 feet behind you, there's a golden ball. And from the upper golden ball down to these golden balls, I want you to drop a four-sided pyramid. Yeah. And now from the golden balls to the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid, but it's upside down. So you have your structure, which is essentially an octahedron, eight-sided structure, and it points way up to the first golden ball, about 2 miles up, and it points below 40 feet. Good. Now you're inside this wonderful structure. And how does it feel? Does it feel like a research lab? Does it feel energizing? Does it feel sweet or strong? And now inside of that, I want you to create a beautiful crystal ball. The outside edges of your crystal ball touch the inside edges of your structure. And inside of this crystal ball, it feels different. The energy changes when you bring your crystal ball together. And farther inside of that, you're in your star tetrahedron. Star tetrahedron is like a three-dimensional Star of David. And it actually matches, to a degree, the outside shape of it anyway, if it were two-dimensional, matches your light body. And our light body just radiates from all of our arms and legs and our whole form. It's a way to transform and go out through the universe to travel. So it kind of matches the energy of the star body, the Merkaba. And now spin and spin in your star tetrahedron. You can feel yourself spinning and spinning and getting lighter and freer. Now, whilst you're spinning, and this is the trick, look at that beautiful, magical screen in front of you. And on that screen, create the movies of that which you yourself would like to experience in life. And just take a minute and create how you are, how you feel. And, you know, when you do that, you always want to feel the emotions that you have in any of those scenarios. And about relationship. And about healing yourself. And about your resources. That there be a steady flow. Or a greater flow. I mean, you're magical. I don't know what you really want to create. And now we're going to move into the section of the structures. We're asking to be shown in the structures some belief, even one, but it'd be nice if there were a number of them, of beliefs that you have hidden within yourself that are playing out in your life. So let's just take a look in there. What happens in your body and mind when you ask to see and know a hidden belief in your body and mind? So I've got one going, and now I want you to say, find out where in your body this hidden belief is. Usually it shows up as a knot or a density, a holding pattern somewhere in your body. Now mine seems to be right in the belly and right in the base chakra, base of my spine. Where's yours? Okay, maybe yours I see. Somebody's got it really hard in the heart chakra. It's a really big knot there. Somebody else has got it in your third eye. Some of you have it in four or five chakras at a time. Feel it in your body, remember. Now we're going to stay in the structure while we work with these. Now I want you to take a minute and go right into that density of that belief structure. Is it, if it's in one place, so be it. Just drop into that. If you have several of them, go into each one of them. This is magic, so you can do more than one at a time. Go into each one of them. That's it. And exaggerate how they feel. So if they're pulling back, you'll notice that these belief energies literally pull you back so that if you're a vibrational vehicle of light, their densities are a little like they're inheld, like you've held them way inside. And so your energy will move inward. You notice that? So get in there with them. Good. And just exaggerate it. Now, while you're doing that, and this is an acrobatic feat, I want you to pay attention to which chakra it's in. And now I want you to put the density that you're working with in a little star tetrahedron, or it can be a double tetrahedron, which is like a great diamond shape. Put that density, that belief, into your star tetrahedron or your double tetrahedron. And spin and spin and spin it. And whilst you're spinning it, I want you to spin that chakra as well. You can spin and spin your density, your belief, and spin your chakra. If you have three or four of these going, boy, you're going to be really busy. You're going to be like a great juggler, a clown in a circus, and it's fun because the colors are just as bright, if not brighter. And spin and spin and spin. Remember, change the energy, change the reality. Good. Now, that somebody's got a really dense one in the chest area, which is lightening like mad as we talk. Ooh, I can see that getting lighter and brighter. Mine that's in the belly area is moving very fast, and it's getting lighter and lighter. Okay, effervescing. And the one in the base of your spine. Now, how does that feel? Good. And now I want you to go back, just clear it for a minute, just clear it, and go back into your star tetrahedron yourself and give yourself another spinneration. Spin and spin. Most of my clients say, I get really dizzy doing that. That's fun, isn't it? Because we're magical. And then step out. Now, how did that work for you? Did you feel a lot? Now, really, if we were just amazing, we'd look around and our whole world would have changed according to the belief that we dumped. Wouldn't that be great? Did anybody have that experience? Did you have that, Bob? Your world's still looking the same? But you know what? The world can be feeling a lot different, can't it? All right, I'm going to give you the numbers, and then I'm going to carry on doing this. What it takes to look at your life and see what kind of beliefs you might be hiding. That was one technique, a really strong meditative technique, and I just really think it would be helpful to do this on a regular basis, and then let me know what happens. So if you'd like to call in with your question, tell me what's going on in your life. Let's see what kind of embedded belief structure you're dealing with, because I know you're all transformers, I can tell. You are, aren't you? Some of you are moving slower than others at this time, but I can see this kind of rustling energy of everybody wanting to Here we go. 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. 877-876-5227. Now, if you're calling from Canada, the numbers are 888-810-8322. 888-810-8322. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. Now, let me see, I've got a different page turned here. This is a very exciting subject. So what we want to talk about is looking at your life. Like, how are your finances, for example? Are you always in debt? What is it that you yourself find that you always have happen? So, for example, maybe people, let's see, if let's pick some subjects. Do you feel powerful? Are you afraid of power? What is your belief about power? Oh, we have a caller. We'll take the caller first, and then we'll continue with the issue of power. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
I have a question about power. I'm trying to figure out what is my fear that is keeping me from my power.
From your power. What's your first name?
My name is Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
What I'm looking at here is that you are... It's funny, the first thing the guide showed me is that it's not nice.
It's not nice?
It's not nice. You're a very kind person. You're really sensitive. You've got a lot of creativity, and you're quite inquisitive, but you've got this feeling, it holds, I talked about the densities of our beliefs, pulling back our energy so it doesn't flow forward. When we look at your belief about power, it's like first thing that comes up is it's not nice. And I hold myself back in a group and so on because I don't think I'm being... it's not that it's not appropriate. It's that it just doesn't feel like it's a nice thing to be powerful.
Ask your, my word.
Ask your body if that's true.
That feels like a childhood thing.
Aren't they all? Either that or they can be other lives, you know.
Oh. Can we find out if it is another life?
Well, what I'm seeing right now on that one is I think it's childhood. Did you go to Catholic school?
No.
Did you go to a school where they, there's a very, here's what I see, is a really, really good and a nice teacher or something, and somebody saying to you, well, that's not nice, or something. Really.
Oh, huh.
A little bit about manners, and everybody's kind of nicely dressed. How old are you? Because, you know, this looks like it wasn't recently.
Oh, yeah, I'm 51.
Yeah, okay, because they don't sort of dress up at school the way we used to, right?
My mother was all about appearances, and everybody had to be just so.
Ah, well, you know what's funny about, you know, I was 41 when I had my first child, my only child, actually, and I was so shocked by that time to notice how hugely, you know, some split-second thing would happen, and then she would be obsessed about it for the rest of her childhood, and I go, wow, that took about 2 seconds to embed that particular reaction. You know, and it was really startling. So what I'm seeing is you took on something because somebody was saying that wasn't nice, and you were very sensitive, and you really are a good person. You really wanted to be good. But if I were you, and it's in the left, I think you're in, it's right in your left, the belly part of your left ovary area. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get sharp pains over there occasionally.
Yeah, well, you know what I would do if I were you? I would go right in there and really call that up. And people at home, wrap yourself in light. Wrap yourselves in light and then grab hold of one of your own. I think we all have issues of, for example, power. It's not nice to be powerful, but it's not true, is it? The real power of who you are is just wonderful, is radiant, is gifting to the world. So I want you to drop into your body and call up in your mind, it's not nice. And just everybody at home, you've got some version of the same thing. And wrap yourself in light now because you don't want everybody else's feelings. And let's call it up and ask to feel it. Yeah. Now you get a little bit, well, how do you feel when we do this? Because to me it seems like you get a little...
weepy.
Yeah. And I was going to say some really deep overwhelm. Is it like fear of yourself?
Oh, yes.
But yeah, I just want to say you're a really good person.
Thank you.
So as we bring it up, and we're asking our angels and guides to help us, in the name of the Christing, I always say use a holy name, and I call that process the Christing process, because you said anything I can do, you can do better, right?
Right.
And we're going to call it up and ask to bring up this feeling and have it transform. Yeah, it's coming up. Seems to be affecting your hands and feet, doesn't it? Bring it up. And then ask your angels to take it, say, take this. Yeah. And then inside, I want you to recreate. We could probably spend longer on it, but we are on the air. But I want you to recreate in there what your belief could be about that. What do you think it could be?
Power is kind.
Yeah.
Power is good.
And power is radiant and supportive, isn't it?
Yeah.
The other thing I want to say about you, Judy, is that power, when you're authentic, the power of being authentic is really nurturing for everyone around you. When I'm really myself, oh my gosh, the power of who I am is such a contributor, right?
Yes. Does
that make sense to you?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I want you to fill yourself with that feeling. Flex your jaw now. There's a tension in your jaw.
Oh.
I want to do this right. I want to be a good person. You know, there, you don't really have to do it right. You want to call up the awareness of the one, say to your angel, switch this out, and then be quick to follow it with what you prefer or what you'd like to put there. And I think you'll notice a big difference because, yeah, you've got a big change coming up in your life as well, haven't you? Is it a job? Something?
I can feel something, and I don't know. I haven't seen what it could be yet.
It appears that there's a big change coming up, and you're going to find yourself kind of smiling and being, at the very worst, you're going to be conscious of the way you dicker with yourself about power, and you're going to suddenly go, it's good for me to be powerful. It serves everyone when I'm powerful. My power serves the planet, you know? And it's, I think it's a job or a job-related, something you do that's going to be very successful.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh, that makes me smile. Thank you.
All right. Well, I enjoyed that. And keep working on it because it may not have been complete in this short on-the-air kind of situation.
Okay, I will.
Thanks for being courageous.
Thank you. I will.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, you see, that's sort of interesting because I don't know what happened to the rest of you, but I'm hoping that you'll be calling in and we're going to do some other subjects. But personal power is really an interesting one about searching for our beliefs because I think most of the people I know are afraid of power at some level. Because we see, you know, what is it? Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So that kind of power is that power over, isn't it? Power over corrupts. But if you're in the real power of who you are, you're the only one in the universe like you. Whoa! If you're really a good contributor and you're really in your own power, all those ripples that are sent out in the collective are just yummy, aren't they? And that's how we can really design and define our terms. So let's jump to the next one that we all love. Money, ma'ula. Let's wrap ourselves in light and we're asking to feel what our beliefs are about. You can call it... No, we'll use money. I was going to say we could change it to resources, but I think money is the one that's got the stuff on it. All right, so let's wrap ourselves in light, and I want you to call up in your body all the energy of the beliefs that you have about money, ma'ula. And whilst I talk to this person, everybody at home, you be talking to yourself and calling up. Ask your guides and angels for help. And you call up your own beliefs about money. You'll notice densities in your body. Some of you will expand like mad, but we're going to follow you. That's what we're going to do. So good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi.
This is Laris. How are you, Veronica?
I'm very good, Laris. How are you?
Good.
And how, how's life?
I wanted to talk about these beliefs that I have. About not being good enough.
Okay.
For nothing.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
And in my becoming out of my childhood.
Mhm. I think it comes from another place as well. I think you've got it from a different, a couple of different lives. You're a very old soul, Laris. You know that. Before you called, I was telling everybody to do money. So let's back up here. And you can keep doing money, people who are listening, or we can do our self-esteem, belief about ourselves. How's that? And I want you to wrap yourselves in light so as we work with Laris, so you don't pull in her energy and vice versa. So
okay.
Wrap ourselves in light. And I want you to feel all the beliefs that you're not good enough. What happens in your body when we ask to feel that?
My solar plexus gets very it's vibrating.
Good. So just stay with that, okay? We're just going to exaggerate all the evidence of what's going on. I'm not good enough. My belief is that I just am not good enough. There's other places for it as well. I'll talk about my own. It seems to affect my feet. Does it affect your feet, Laura?
My hands and my feet.
Yeah, that's very interesting, because it's like going somewhere and being helpless. Those two parts of the body speak of those subjects. So here you are, I'm not good enough, so I can't really go anywhere, and I can't get things done. I can't reach them and hold them. And it isn't true, so just exaggerate that belief. And you know, God doesn't make mistakes. This is a huge creative process that we're on, this life. So I know that you're not a mistake. There we go. Exaggerate the whole thing. And let's ask for help from your guides and angels. And ask them to take that belief. Take that belief. Just swish it out of your body. It's also a certain amount of it sitting right in your heart. And I see several lifetimes, they're just showing snippets, one of them in which you were extremely dominant and you used to really pick on children. I think it was some kind of school or something, and you even had a little whip that you used to get them with. And there are other ones where you've just been so badly treated that you thought it was because there was something wrong with you. And that they're just showing these little flashes of things, but one in which you turned around and started hitting on little people. And that probably made you so ashamed, because you're not, it's part of that shame factor, because that's not your nature. There you go. Now there's something moving in your body. Do you feel that?
Yes.
And what's happening with you people at home, as we pull it up, you ask for your angels to come in and help. As we pull it out, and then in behind it, where you've hopefully left a nice little space, you start to introduce your other belief, which is, I am a loving and lovable woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself is a statement in the collective, isn't it? To be loving and lovable, you're putting a lot into the collective.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, you're very...
Go ahead. Sorry. Do you see any animal around me? For the last 2 weeks, I have seen an eagle, a bald eagle, coming with a ring. And that is telling me that it's giving me a gift of the power.
It's power, and also of... you know, the phoenix, it's like you rise out of the ashes, you get to change, you get to transform, right?
Yes.
I didn't see that particularly, but I do see that you're about to move into a time where you're going to stand up and be very vigorous. You're going to start doing some things very differently. And
I need to.
Yeah, you want to.
Otherwise, well, it's a life and death issue.
You're unwell?
Well, I guess I'm well, but if I don't step forward, it's like I'm going to be shut off. That's how I feel.
If you don't what?
So I either I step forward, or it's going to be, or I'm not going to, you know, it's no... Why should I be here if I don't do what I'm supposed to do?
Oh, wait a minute. One of the things you're supposed to do is to learn to love yourself.
Yeah.
Right? That's one of the things we're supposed to do. It's I don't know about supposed to, but it's like one of the greatest gifts we're going to give to our whole soul journey is to become in love with ourselves and our process. And many, many other things will follow that. I'm just watching you going, things are going to follow, and you're going to start to trip more lightly, and you're going to have much more kind of creative experience in your mind's eye. Although I want you to get some kind of amino acids. Are you taking them?
Not amino acids. I'm taking other things.
Oh, because you need
CoQ10.
You need to lift your serotonin level.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's something in your brain that's holding a kind of a... And that's, again, a belief structure, and I have to move on because there will be other people.
Yes.
But
okay.
You need to... if you can get 5-HTP, you're in Barcelona, but you're coming over to America, right?
Yes.
Get yourself some 5-HTP and start to take it morning, noon, and night for a while, because you need to launch. Because I'm seeing one of the things that's interesting about beliefs, and this is for everybody at home, that our body runs things like a recording, runs it like a program. And so here we've got this self-esteem issue, which comes from many lifetimes. And I see in Laris's brain, her brain pattern is a kind of a repeated kind of slower and not very vigorous. It's kind of weighted in the brain. I'm going, gosh, we need to launch that. When you start taking your 5-HTP, drink a lot of water, eat a lot of greens, but especially take that 5-HTP for quite a while, you're going to find you lift your vision over and over again, and you can move out of it better. I promise you, I know, because I've experienced it myself. But I can see, I can see it in your brain pattern. It's going too slow. So we can do the movement, but then the brain wants to settle back into the old routine, you see. Because it's a machine, right?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
All right, honey. Take care of yourself. Thank you for your call.
Okay, many kisses to all. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's something that's interesting. I wasn't thinking about brain chemistry, but the thing about our brain is sometimes you need to juice it a bit so that it can handle a changed thought pattern. That's why in the olden days we used to do little chantings and affirmations a lot. I haven't been doing those much lately. But that in itself will also charge up the brain's ability to create a different response. So before Laris called in from Barcelona, we were working on money. So I don't know how many of you have gotten rich in that 5-minute time or 7-minute time, but we're working on it, okay? Well, it's not really about getting rich, is it? It's about what do we believe about money. I want you to drop into yourselves again, wrap yourself in light, and ask to feel in your body, mind, all the energy that comes from money. And in there you'll find belief. Now, somebody, I could see somebody's really got it in the heart. It's very interesting because you'll find your body records these beliefs in different places. So somebody might have it in your toe, somebody else has got it around your belly button, and somebody else has got it in the heart. And I'm seeing somebody who's standing strong, and she's, might be a he, actually, I can't quite tell, has a very vital nature. I'll just finish this thought, and then you're on the air. Very vital nature, but this thing about money is sitting like it looks like a bullet mark in the heart. Now, if it's you, you can feel it because there's a density right in the heart. Looks like right in the pumping organ. Now, where else are the rest of you feeling it? Yeah, and I'll tell you where I am after I speak to this person. I'm not hiding from you. I will admit as well. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. It's Dominic from London.
Great, Dominic. How are you doing?
Oh, fine, yes.
Good. So
I was noticing that I believe I got a blockage around the heart center, and I felt it around the jaw, probably the throat area. That's what I was noticing during the exercise you were doing earlier on. But I suppose a belief that I'm being challenged by is skepticism about everything that I'm experiencing that's interesting.
Oh, Lord. No, so that could kind
like
of reduce your wealth.
Being, it's facing me, not believing me, anything that I'm experiencing in, you know, the ethereal landscape, and it's blocking my way.
Why would you not believe?
I suppose I have a lot of strange things that have occurred, but nothing actually completely proven to. In a way, I can talk about it to friends who might be skeptical, in a narrow-minded way.
But what's really interesting is that we're talking beliefs here, and maybe your belief is that everything is baloney, right?
I suppose, in a way, maybe the very substance of reality around me is probably transforming into baloney.
Yeah, because
it's like I'm getting that thrown back in my face all the time.
And what's really interesting is that everything we believe, it functions like a filter on reality or a lens through which we see reality, right?
Yeah, I think my filter is totally tripped up.
So it seems to me, let's go back to just something a little bit more simple, if this is considered simple, money. Just tell me what happens with the belief about money. Are you skeptical about money?
I'm skeptical that there is an easy way for me to get it. I find it really, really hard to actually get money. It really, you know, there's a tight bond on money that enters my landscape, and I only have a trickle of it.
Do you have, you know what's really interesting to me is when you say that, I go, okay, the belief that you have about money is that you really can't, it's not that you can't have it as much as you can't handle it, is that right?
Maybe. It's, you know, it's like I've never had the opportunity to have a lot of money.
And are you on a stipend of some sort?
Sorry, what?
Are you on a stipend or a... you know, a regular monthly fee from somewhere?
I get this as, a small amount from the council, because I'm not in a position to work after what my brain has been through for the last 20 years.
Yes. Okay, so what I'm seeing is that there's something about you that has a complete confusion about money and what you can do with it. Like, I look at your belief structure and I go, it's almost like you don't believe... I said it before, that you don't believe you can handle it, or you couldn't handle it. Somewhere deep down, there's a feeling that you couldn't do it anyway.
Yes, maybe. Now, I've not been able to put my foot in that little, you know, put my toe in the water to, you know, try it out even, really.
Well, let's drop into your body and ask if there is a belief about not being able to handle it, where is it in your body? And if everybody at home... we'll come up with something about money and ask where it is in your body as well. We'll all be really busy. But wrap yourself in light, Dominic, so you don't get other people's.
Mm-hmm.
And how's your pancreas? Is it kind of weird?
My pancreas, I've not experienced anything problematic about it.
Well, it's funny, because when I did that last belief, I felt your pancreas go,
"Bah!"
I'm going, so it's something about, what are you not allowed to do? What's the biggest thing in your world you're not allowed?
I suppose there's a lot of, you know, what can I say?
Are you allowed to have fun?
Well, I can have fun, but there's so little fun for me to choose from. I suppose, you know, I know what I would do if I had money. I'd go to visit foreign places, but I don't have the money to do that. I would have, if I had money, I would be buying a new pair of shoes, but that probably cost me 100 quid, but I don't have the money to do that.
But
it's all these things I'd be going out to, you know, to shops to buy this and that and this, and I'd be having fun doing that, and
Okay.
I don't seem to be able to do that.
Let's do another thing then. Let's say I have a belief that I won't be able to have money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That my circumstance means I can't. But here's what the guides are saying is, yeah, there's possibilities of you creating money even from your circumstance.
Yeah. No,
but your body shuts down. When I say that, your body closes off.
The fear of responsibility. You know, what if I suddenly earned £1 million, and what would all the people I know suddenly think of me? Would they want to know me with all these troubles of friends I have who want money?
Yeah, and it would be awful, because you'd have to change, and you wouldn't be able to handle it. But that isn't true, you see. All of that is belief. All of that is just belief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's something you're very, very creative about, and I'm going to have to keep this short so I can take another call. But there's something that you're very, very creative about that can create money. And mm-hmm. I want you to continue to go back into your body and ask to feel any of the beliefs that come up about money. And you will feel them in the form of densities, of tensions, of funny little inward pulls.
I get around the sinuses or nostrils. I'm not sure why, but I keep getting an idea of the nose. And money is Excellent. Next to the nose. I don't understand that.
Well, honey, don't think about it. What you do is just jot it down and pay attention, because then when those things come up, you go, oh, it's a money issue for me.
Yes, I find it amusing.
I do, too. But if you call up, and this is for everybody at home as well, when you get clear that this part of your body, this part of your body, if your earlobe or whatever, is about this belief, then call it up, feel it, and ask for the help of your guides and angels and the Christing process.
Mm-hmm.
Ask to have it removed, ask it to have it pulled, or command total release of it. And I'm going to release you right now so I can take another caller before it's too late.
Well, lovely to talk to you. Okay. Goodbye and speak in good time.
I'm looking forward to you telling me about your great product.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
Take care, Dominic. Bye-bye. So what's really interesting about that is maybe we don't change in a heartbeat, but it is a really good way to to pick your beliefs out bit by bit. And once again, for those of you who missed the beginning of this show, to actually go into the structures, and I'll just recreate a structure for you, to go in there and actually enhance your energy awareness and the protection that you have from other people's feelings and thoughts and the energies that flow right around the world all the time. In that protection, you could probably get a lot more success. So let's, I wonder if you're going to phone in and tell me anything more about your money and what you did. I want to do one more before we're out of time, and I will do a little bit of a structure, but I want to do this one more exercise. And this one is on permission. Do you have any beliefs about permission, either to be yourself or to do what it is you want to do? Permission. So I want you to drop into your body, wrap yourself in light, or actually drop yourself into a double tetrahedron, a diamond shape of a three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down. And when they hitch together, they create a diamond, and you're in the diamond shape. And whilst you're in that wonderful diamond shape, and it can be the color of your choice, I'm getting a lot of gold and orange and pink and some purple linings, and you tell me what you got. And whilst you're in there, I want you to ask yourself to feel, see, and experience all the energy that comes from beliefs you have about having permission. Do you have permission to be yourself? Do you have permission to get money? I'll be with you in just a moment. Thank you for your call. Do you have permission to tap dance, to sing, to be creative, whatever it is that you want to do? I want you to ask yourself to feel in your body all the energy that comes from issues of permission. And remember, you're in that double tetrahedron. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just going with that last image of being in that tetrahedron.
Good.
And you seem to be able to clue into people pretty quick. My overall system, power seems to keep coming up for me with money.
Okay. Are you afraid of... Just a sec. You're bouncing around inside, you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
And so the issue of power is sitting in your heart?
Okay.
All right. And I want to see also power. Have you got an issue of permission as well? Do you have permission to have power?
Well, I know I have permission to have power. I think the fear is what I'll do with it.
Okay. And what would you do with it? You know, it's funny. You have an interesting thing that ties with power and anger.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't believe those two have to... This is a belief, remember?
Yeah.
I don't believe those two have to go together. In fact, some of the most powerful people I know are fairly calm and very radiant of love, right?
Yeah, I think it's a reaction to pain, protection.
Yeah, and fear. Right?
But even saying that right there just kind of freed something up to unhook.
Good.
Power and anger.
Good. Because they don't have to be together. When I look at your soul journey, you're actually a really nice man. And
I have this demeanor, this peace about me. But like I said, the protection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've experienced a lot of pain in this life, and that it's there as a protection mechanism, but that's freeing up as we speak.
Well, this is good. That's because you're willing. And the other thing is I want to just take another look in the soul journey. And issue of power is a very big issue in your lifetime, meaning you have to, you don't have to, but your soul would really like it if you fulfilled it on this level, that you move through finding the power being the authentic part of your nature, meaning when you come through with your creative gifts, and you look like you're quite gifted regarding money. So you come through with your creative gift and you find the resource flow is getting better and better, and your givingness to people will be really strong because that's your nature. The defense and the anger comes from experience, but you're going to move through that. That's a part of your journey in this lifetime. And you'll probably want to beat your chest, and just this has been just fun, to say, wow, I did it, when you're feeling powerful and not particularly defensive. Now, not being defensive doesn't mean you're not going to be really smart. You see?
Okay.
And you are going to be you're a very smart man. But you've been hurt, and you are angry and defensive and want to be powerful to compensate for all of that. But the other part of you, the deeper part of your nature, just wants the power to enjoy and hold life in your hands and move forward. You know what I mean? Not to be over everyone. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, and that's always, well, not always, but has been, because I have, I'm an artist.
Okay.
You know, and years ago, you know, in my mid-20s, I created art that was way beyond my years.
Wow.
But immediately, you know, the ego came in, and I shut that down. I didn't want that to be what carried my art through, because that's what I saw a lot of other people doing. You know, but now I'm to the point where I was like, okay, I think I've done enough. Enough shutting down. It's time for my art to really get out there and go to the next place.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 33 now.
Okay. Yeah, because just a sec. It's very funny because we talked about belief systems and the things about your art which are going to flow out there and really touch people.
Yeah.
And then your belief is like, I'm really hot, changes to, wow, I really can touch people. Isn't that great? And
yeah.
You're going to have to dance on that pin of your ego, just like anybody else who's got a big gift. You know that?
Yeah. Well, and I guess I've spent years in ways kind of shutting that down and seeing what's real, seeing how my art is actually touching people as opposed to what I thought it should be doing to people.
Right. It's a huge shift, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big shift. And seeing, you know, I know what it's done for me. You know, and I feel lucky to even produce the art I do.
Isn't that
great? To see people, I don't know, experience the art and watch them change, watch them see new possibilities.
But you know, something that happens is that you get angry because people, when you do something very creative and brilliant like that, there's jealousy around, and there are people that want to, undo one another, just so that they get to have, you know what I mean, they get to have what they see you having. You see
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? That really does make you angry.
Yeah.
So the recommendation would be that you begin to feel your response to that. Feel how just feel that it's a reality, and then keep clearing that for a while so that as you move through this next period of time, you don't have to get angry. You just go, oh, yeah, there's that reaction. Oh, there's that reaction. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And because you're going to serve a lot of people. You're going to teach a lot of people. You're going to do something really stunning. And you're going to have lots of moolah as you get older.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, we like that for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Is any of that going to show up soon?
I think you're 33.
Yeah.
I say, well, I'm not always great at time. None of the guides are right now because things are changing so fast. But if you keep doing your process, it looks like between 34 and 35, you really leap forward. And I think it's because of several people who give you a helping hand. Stay humble, stay loving, stay centered, and then watch. And you're going to be teaching a lot of people, so I think that'll bring in another kind of income.
Teaching my art or teaching other things?
I'm not sure if it's not art or a way for people to get in touch with their creative drive, which is a different service entirely, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure quite what you're going to teach, and I shouldn't tell you. You should tell me, right?
Yeah, well, I'm also passionate about meditation.
Oh, good.
You know, and, I discovered it a few years ago. And, I don't know, to me, I've taken it pretty far in a few years, and that's the gift of this age, but...
Oh, but do you know what's interesting about you is that whole thing wraps around power. If people, you know, when people get into their spiritual center, they can be really empowered by who they really are, and you're going to teach that.
Huh, okay.
But it's going to tie in with your art.
Yeah.
So, and I have to go here right now, but I've really enjoyed your call, and I hope that we've helped you a little bit.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
All right, many blessings.
Yeah, you too. Have a great day.
And you too.
Bye.
Bye. I've really enjoyed doing this show because I feel like we worked super hard, all of us, getting in touch with some beliefs and getting in touch with ways of recreating what your beliefs could be. You all have the option to live and breathe from a deeper and deeper place of self and self-fulfillment. Isn't it exciting? Now, my show at 5 o'clock is going to be a paradigm shifter, Dr. David Rosensweet, and he's talking to you about hormones. He's got a book about, his book is about hormones, and I haven't written the title down, which means, I think it's called Hormones and Natural Balancing or something, but, oh, I know what it is, Menopause and Hormones or something. I will get the proper title. But he's fascinating. He's going to tell you a lot about how the hormones impact our lives. He also ties it in with your soul journey. This is not a show just for women. It's about hormonal balancing these days, what it is that shoots our hormones off kilter. He's really an interesting man who's taken himself down the road of consciousness as well. So he's learned a lot about his own soul themes, his hidden beliefs, and what damage they can do to your hormones. It's a very interesting interview with this wonderful doctor. He's a holistic medical doctor. And for those of you who can't stay tuned from 5 to 6, I will see you on Thursday night. I'll be on Jackie's show called ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. And they were talking about these beliefs last week, and that's what really got me going here. Next week on my Paradigm Shifters, I've got Mark Borax, who's an astrologer. And I'm not sure what tack we're going to take on astrology, but as you all know, astrology's got so many gateways to go into you. So I hope to be tuning in with you in a few more minutes at 5 o'clock and with Dr. Rosensweet. Otherwise, we'll catch you next week on Radiance by Design. This is Veronica Entwistle. I do a lot of healing and, intuitive sessions where we look into your soul journey, where you're going, what you're doing, what's in the way, and with my guides and angels, we do a lot of energy work, shifting our blocks. So call me for your session, 510-595-5564, 510-595-5564, or email me, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. And I'd love to hear feedback on this show, suggestions of what you'd like to talk about, and comments on our interviews or whatever else. Email me. Talk to you soon. Many blessings.